Hello, everyone, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Morning, everyone.
What do we have for a message today? Right away, I heard life is going by really fast. Oh my gosh, they're funny. Be like, and how are those New Year's resolutions going? Oh my gosh, they're calling us out. They're like, some of you have already dropped off the bandwagon. They're like, oh, this is funny. Like, today's day 22. Ooh. And normally it takes 21 days to make a habit. And they're like, and you just passed 21 days. How are you really doing? Wow. They're like, this is a lot of you right now say you're going to do something. So this is not necessarily about New Year's resolutions at this point. This is, wow. You're speaking in general. A lot of you have said you're going to do something. A lot of you have started something. A lot of you are procrastinating on that something. Okay? They're showing me picking up the pieces. It's like I'm walking through a house that still has Christmas decor up. And it's like, I said I was going to get to that. I was going to get to that. I just haven't yet. I have excuses for the reasons why I could get to it. And they're like, stop today with the excuses and just do it. Throw some fun music on. Start just dancing around and just start picking something up and putting it in a different spot than what it is. They're like, just start the process. Stop procrastinating. Yeah,
that's right. It's that, you know, years ago, I pondered a question about dedicated, whether it's athletes or just fitness people, because not all fitness athletes, right? But the dedication. And like, yeah, do they like pop out of bed excited to do their workouts? Or do they have that same moment that most of us have that's like, oh, okay, I'll do it. And like, just have that extra discipline to take that action. And, you know, I'm sure there's degrees of that, like, resistance, if you will, that holds us back from taking action. But I don't know that anyone is actually free of the resistance of taking action for a habit, you know?
Yeah.
Because when you're laying in bed and you're sound asleep and you need to get up and do a workout or meditation or who knows what it is. And you're just like, but it feels so nice to be here all snuggled up, sleeping or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'll admit I did it this morning. I was like, oh, I just want to sleep in. But I got up. I did. But I had to have that moment, that interaction inside my brain, have that conversation of, no, I'm dedicated to this. This is my daily thing that I do. It's very important. I'm getting up. And you slowly get up. And then for me, it was kind of slow. Move around takes a little bit to get going. And once I did my meditation, it was getting started, actually. And I'm just always so happy I make it over that hump and get out of bed and do that. Is it easy to commit to doing it? Is it easy to start? Some days it's a little bit easier than ever. Is it always just a snap? Like, no problem. Not for me.
Right. We all have those moments. And the fact that you get up and you do that, that is creating a worthiness energy around you, a value to yourself. So for some people, they don't see the value in themselves. They have a hard time seeing the value in meditation or the value in sticking to something,
right?
An honor, value. So they're like, look around your life. If you're struggling with finding honor from a job, say you're looking for a job that honors you, but you're not doing the work inside, like just taking time to meditate every day, taking time to work out, taking time to put away your Christmas stuff. it's not going to flow.
Exactly. Taking time to make that food, whatever that is that you know makes you feel better, less inflammatory or whatever it is. I love that, that it's honoring and value worthiness energy that it creates. That's beautiful.
Yay. Okay. So today's your reset button. You went through 21 days. Now you got another 21 days to give it a shot.
The reset button. All right. Habit reset button. There we go.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Jill.
Thank you, Kim. Thank you. Until next time.